54. Tea Culture. Dialogue 1. In China, at least, coffee is often associated with an exotic, well-to-do bourgeois lifestyle. Coffee is often considered a hobby of the well-educated, middle-class people.
Maybe that's why some young chaps often spend a whole afternoon in a coffee bar, surfing the net or just typewriting something with a laptop. While they are savoring a coffee at a leisurely pace, they are actually showing off.
Yes. Behind a lifestyle, there's a culture. Young people easily become blind worshippers of a westernized life. While they may not really like coffee, they think it desirable and enviable to be lavish with money in those high consumption places.
Then what about tea? We need to bear in mind in the first place that tea, rather than coffee, has been the most popular drink for the Chinese people.
Well, tea represents another facet of popular culture. While a coffee bar is usually quiet and resonates with soft, elegant music, a tea house is often noisy, crowded, public space. People visit tea houses to associate with others, playing chess, chatting, or simply listening to operas.
What a pity that the traditional tea houses, as depicted by Lao She, keep fading away so quickly in this metropolis. It is not easy to find an old-fashioned tea house that suits the ordinary people's spending power either. Tea houses of today all feature a cozy, comfortable environment and high-quality services, but can easily cost you a good deal, just like a coffee bar.
Well, that's true. In a sense, it is not so much what you drink that really counts as where and how you drink. Dialogue 2.
Does tea serving follow any special etiquette in China? Each time I dropped in at my Chinese friends' homes, their parents would offer me a cup of hot, strong tea, though they never inquired of me about whether I wanted.
You've got a point there. It is a custom and good manners to serve tea to a guest who comes to pay a visit. There is no need to ask if he needs it or not, or if he wants something else. It might be an insult to the guest if he is left sitting there without being served tea.
So the guest is presumed to be thirsty and in need of some drink after the trip. In that case, I guess, in return, the guest doesn't have to drink it if he wouldn't like it.
It wouldn't be considered rude behavior if he doesn't even take a single drop, but he'd better receive the teacup with both hands and bow his thanks when the cup is brought before his face. When the host pours hot water into his cup, he may also choose to tap his index finger on the table, meaning thanks. No matter if he likes it or not, it is impolite if he doesn't even lay a finger on the cup.
So next time, I'd better take a few sips to save a face, at least, right?
Sure. The guest is welcome by being served tea. But if after chatting for a while, the host asks servants or family members to serve a new cup of tea or add some hot water, he is given another signal.
What does that imply, then?
More often than not, the understatement is, I'm afraid it's time you leave.